It's been 57 years since Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy and began their decisive assault against the Nazis. Today, President Bush will pay tribute to World War II veterans when he dedicates a National D-Day memorial in Bedford, Virginia. The president will touch briefly on plans for his first trip to Europe. Next week, he's scheduled to go to Spain, Belgium, Sweden, Poland, and Slovenia. Today's ceremony occurs 1 week after President Bush signed legislation clearing the way for a World War II memorial on the National Mall here in Washington. The memorial in Virginia was designed by a Kansas artist whose massive bronze sculptures of grim-faced soldiers will be featured on the memorial. Laura Spencer reports from member station KCUR in Kansas City.
On June 6, 1944, Virginian Bob Slaughter was 19 years old. An Army sergeant squad leader, he was part of the third wave of Allied troops to land on the beaches of Normandy.
First thing I remember was how cold it was and how windy, but I remember seeing the skyline of France, and it looked like a giant sunrise. And it was the bombers flying over, dropping bombs that were reflecting off the low clouds.
Slaughter now chairs the committee for the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia. The farming community of Bedford, with a population then of just 3,200, lost 21 soldiers, a staggering number. In fact, more losses per capita than any other town in the U.S. Slaughter says a memorial will help people remember the sacrifice.
This area around, Roanoke, Bedford, Lynchburg, Harrisonburg, they paid a tremendous price on D-Day.
In Lawrence, Kansas, nearly 1,000 miles west of Bedford, is the Heartland Art Bronze Foundry. On this day, a massive 16-foot bronze sculpture called Scaling the Wall is in the final stages, as a worker grinds down lines where the bronze castings have been welded together. This sculpture will be installed below the 44-foot arch that forms the centerpiece of the National D-Day Memorial. It depicts five soldiers, larger than life, at around 7 feet tall. One wades through water, and four others attempt a vertical climb up a sheer cliff. Sculptor Jim Brothers, sporting a goatee and a baseball cap, has been living and breathing the smallest details of June 6, 1944, for the past 3 years.
As an artist, you want to be a channeler, that you know their story enough that you almost feel like you were there.
Brothers has created 8 realistic sculptures in all, depicting soldiers hitting the beach, climbing cliffs, and taking bullets at Normandy on D-Day. He says he took great pains to get the details, down to the bootlaces, exactly right. Brothers himself was active in protesting against the Vietnam War.
I honestly believe that it's immoral, did then, do now, to send anybody to war that you won't let them win. I definitely had a lot of friends there. I helped bury a lot of friends. They believed exactly the same that the World War II did. You know, they were over there fighting for their country and motherhood, apple pie, everything that we buy into and should.
Brother says he's tried to tell the story of veterans through sculpture, including injury and death experienced in combat. With the passing of the World War II generation, there's been a rush to build memorials. Jan Shaw, the modern and contemporary art curator at Kansas City's Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, says sculptor Jim Brothers has included the details of a human life, a wedding ring, a Bible falling out of a soldier's backpack.
Not an anonymous figure who died on a beach somewhere, but a really loved, cared for human being, as all of them were. But it shows a moment of loss. And that is something that has not been dealt with too much in works of art that deal with memorial.
The National D-Day Memorial will rest on the highest hill in Bedford, Virginia. For NPR News, I'm Laura Spencer in Kansas City.